Psalm 131. You can turn there if you want. Psalm 131. A song of ascents of David. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. Now this psalm, when I first read it, I struggled with it a little bit, wondering what it meant. But I went to my go-to, and that is my Bible commentaries and a little bit of study. And I think the Lord revealed something to me. Verse 1 says, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor the things too profound for me. What this is telling us is that some of the mysteries of God are too deep for us, and we will never understand them. Example, the whole issue of human suffering. Why does God let good people suffer for long periods of time? Well, we simply don't know. We have theories on that, but only God knows why that is. Or, for instance, unanswered prayer. There are many questions that surface over this. People pray for a lifetime, and it seems to go unanswered. Why is that? Only God knows that. There are many things like these two examples that we will never have the answers to. There are many great mysteries of God that we will never be able to comprehend. After all, Romans 11, verse 33 says, here Paul writes, oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. In this psalm, David is saying, some things I just don't know. And he's telling us that it's okay to say that. Why occupy our minds with things too great and too profound for us? We have to give God credit for understanding things that we can never understand. We have to come to a place where we are content to leave these things with God, and this requires humility. And that's what the psalm is trying to teach us, humility. And this attitude that we get, or have, or should have, should be reflected in our conduct. The way we interact with others, we should cultivate a humble attitude, not pretending that we are wiser than those around us. Romans 12, verse 16 says, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Verse 2 of our psalm. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. Now he's talking about children and weaning. It tells us what he's trying to show us is how to get to this state, because we can't grasp all these things that God can. When an infant child is weaned, it balks at the idea. The child wants to continue what is familiar and secure. It feels safe and secure nursing in its mother's arms. But when it is fully weaned, it goes on to the next phase of its life. Weaning in an infant is the first step in growing up. And so are we. Instead of whining about what we don't understand, we have to go on and give our lives to Jesus, who purchased us with his own blood, and then allow him to take control of us. We learn to humble ourselves and let him take care of us and deal with those things we can't understand or control. Jesus taught this about children in our salvation, and it continues from our salvation, because when it comes to our salvation, Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse 3, he said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. so also in the deep things and the deep matters of God, we are to remain as children and simply trust in his goodness and grace. This does not mean that we no longer study and search out God's word, learning all we can. We have to continue to do that. But it means that we will never know it all, and that's okay. It's teaching us humility. Verse 3. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. The psalmist recommends this attitude of confidence in the Lord to all of Israel and to all of us as well. Now, like I said at the beginning, this is a song of ascents. The Jews sang these psalms as they pilgrimaged to Jerusalem for the feasts and as they marched up to the temple for worship. It's a wonderful psalm in that it taught them to have a humble, submissive attitude toward God as they approached him in worship. God is omniscient and omnipotent, and he knows everything, and we do not. And we have to come to terms with that and not come to him in a haughty manner, but in humility. And nothing could be more appropriate for us as we worship our risen Savior and allow him to have his way with us. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.